All right, if you'll bear with us just for a few minutes of time, I want to say this. When I will look into the Word, the Bible tells us to not judge no man no more. So, the reason He said for us to not judge one another, we don't know each other's heart. So, when I read and preach what I feel, I don't think of no individually. I don't preach direct to nobody. I preach and it falls wherever it is. Amen. So if it gets close to you, all I know to tell you is move up a little. So, yeah, that's all I know to tell you. But, you know, Jesus come and made a way for an escape out of this world. Because the world ain't nothing but trouble. We read in the Bible where He had a parable and He went out early in the morning and hard labored into the vineyard.
Yeah.
He agreed with them for a penny a day.
Right.
But the man that cometh the 11th hour, the man that the Lyston got into the vineyard, he received the same reward, the same price, is a man that come in early. So, the man that believed on Jesus and called upon His name at the doorway of death received the same reward as we that have preached and worked and labored and toiled all of our life. But if it wasn't for somebody preaching and praying, then how would the gospel get out?
Right.
So, we don't know what happens the last minute, the last hour. But the Bible said in Romans, and I ain't going to preach from this, 10th chapter and the 13th verse, it said this, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whoever will call upon the Lord, "Lord, be merciful to me, help me, Lord, forgive me of my sins," the Lord is will hearken and hear. And I'm glad for that today. So, you know, we might pass judgment on this and or that and or so and so, but we don't know. We don't know who's going, who ain't. That's left up to them and God.
Right.
But whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's comforting this morning. So, and I don't know why I'm going this way. That's what's on my heart. It won't go away. And I'll bring it to you this morning. But I want to preach to us just a glimpse from the other side. You bear with us. Maybe have a lot of reading to do. I don't know if I can get through it. My eyes start playing tricks on me after I have read this a little bit. But I said, "Lord, You move me, You help me, and I will do whatever You say to do." But I want to keep this in mind. A glimpse from the other side. I'm satisfied this morning that there's people there that if it left up to us, we'd say they didn't make it. We don't know their hearts. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians, 4th chapter, and we're going to read this, and we're going to move on. We're starting the 13th verse. Now you keep this in mind. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. So, one day, whenever the call comes from the portal of glory, and he stepped out on a cloud and declares that time is no more, I will be caught up with him on a cloud to ever be with the Lord in the air. We're on our way to our long home. And we have opportunity here to make ready to stay ready. In Revelation, the 7th chapter, starting with the 9th verse, just a glimpse from the other side. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation is to our God, which sat upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessed and glory and wisdom and thanksgivings and honor and power and mighty be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence come they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which come out of great tribulations, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on this throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them or any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You know, I was thinking about this scripture, and I was thinking about going home. I was thinking about how that we live here, and we toil, and we put up with all kinds of things. And we read about a man back in the Bible, old Stephen. He wouldn't bow, and he wouldn't bend, and he withstood the wiles of the devil. I ran on down to the very end, and they cast him out. They stoned Stephen, and calling on the Lord, brother, listen, and he, they stoned him, and he raised his eyes and looked toward the portal of glory, and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. I listened and the Bible said that he just knelt down and he went to sleep. Somewhere in this multitude that no man can number, I thought about surely would have been a lot of people that no man could number. But you think about from the time that God created the heavens and the earth and created all things and all the people that found favor in him, some that never have been recorded, some maybe on their deathbed that never had a chance to confess the Lord Jesus to a lost and dying world. But the Bible said that they called on the name of Jesus. What a multitude. This is one number. This is one crowd I want to be in. I want to be in this number. The Bible said that these are they which come out of a great tribulation. You talk about a great tribulation. I probably will never see the time I had to suffer like Jesus or like Stephen. I don't know what the end will be. If I hold on to my faith, I can be in this number which the Bible said that no man can number but the Lamb. Is there. Listen, we've got a robe washed in the blood of the Lamb. Somebody said, preacher, how can I wash my robe in the blood of the Lamb? Through praying and through repentance, hold fast our faith and keeping our robe, keeping ourselves praying. Prayed up, packed up, and ready to go. And he said he would feed us. He would lead us unto living fountains of water. What a place to be. I can evangelize a place. I'm no more troubled. I'm no more sorrow. And God himself, I will wipe the tears from her eyes. There won't be no more tears there. What a heaven that he's prepared for us to go to. There's a number that no man I could number. You talk about of all the babies, little fellas that had to leave this world. But they are present with the Lord Jesus Christ. He made a way. To everyone that is born into the world. He gave them a chance to call upon him. Listen, and the little fellers didn't even have to call upon him. Listen, they were saved from the beginning. You know, I like to read about the home that awaits our coming. I like to preach about the home that waits our coming. We're here just for a few days. The Bible said the man that is born to woman in this world is a few days and is full of trouble, heartaches and sorrow, disappointments. But there's a home that waits our coming. That Jesus said, I will go away and I will prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's what was going on when he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, them that died in the Lord and sleep in Jesus. The Bible said, I will God bring with him we which are alive and remain. I will be called up to meet the Lord in the air, and we will ever be with the Lord in the air. Listen, it's so easy for us to turn our face back towards the world. It's easy to live just any way. Listen, the heart, the conscience, just won't let us do it. They will convict our sins. I will convict us and wouldn't make us to know that we need to pray. Listen, what a place is worth suffering for. These are they, the elders. You know, I can imagine all the angels standing around the throne and about the Lamb being in the midst of them. And now we're together, together all the time, forever and ever, around the throne of God. He said we would serve Him day and night, giving Him praise and honor that He brought us out of this sinful world. And He was able, our God is able. It put Jesus and Christ and God in two separate places. We which are alive are dead in Jesus. The Bible said that He would bring us with Him. And Jesus is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, and we'll all be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
Listen, and we'll ever be with the Lord. A glimpse from life's other side. I like to think about, listen, it won't matter who you are or what your name is, as long as we sleep in the Lord. There's a great gathering going to take place, and I want to be there. But I got to live in a way to get there. Listen, this place is just a place to get ready. And we talked about our ability in Sunday school. I'm thankful that we serve the Lord according to our ability. You're not called on to do the work that I do. I'm not called on to do the things that you have to do. You have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because one day we will stand before God and we'll give an account of the things that we've done in this life, whether it be good or whether it be bad. But whosoever will believe and will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and endure whatever time we have left, where it's a little or where it's a long life, He said we would be saved. And He's seen to it. He died, rose again. If we can believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them which have no hope. They may not have no hope with us in this life, but if they call upon the name of Jesus, the Bible said they'd be saved. Ain't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. What a number. Jesus said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you. And He said, I will come again, and I'm looking for Him. When the time comes, He said, it's finished. It'll all be finished. I don't care what we're doing. I don't care where we're going, what the situation is. We might just die a natural death. We may be called out of this world for some odd reason. Whatever reason, we'll stand before the Lord. And when all nations, it ain't just us. These people from all over the world trusting in Jesus.
Amen.
He said, for all nations, people, kindreds, tongues, whatever situation is, will have a chance to stand before God, saved. And can you imagine? You know something? I've always wondered about the 24 elders. I've always wondered about the four beasts. One day I'll get to see them face to face. My, now you see the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world. He was called a lamb because he was led to the slaughter and opened not his mouth. He was led to the slaughter for me and you, that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. If you need to pray about any reason, whatever, you come and pray.
Amen.
Because it is our life.
Yeah.
It is me. As we stand together, it is me, O Lord. Whatever reason is, if there's a need this morning, because we got one change. After death, after the doorway of death, it's too late to pray. I don't know what you get out of the message, but a glimpse from the other side. When God's people is reunited together, all them that sleep in Jesus from way back yonder, right on up to the time that He comes and calls us home, we'll all gather together one day after a while. Amen. Wouldn't it be one? Anybody? You feel like there's a heaven waiting for your coming? We're going to live forever. Ever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Praising the Lamb of God. He said He'd feed us. He would lead us to the living fountains of water. Strolling over heaven with Jesus. Let's come in fellowship one with another. He said to love one another as He had loved us. The scripture says, for with the heart men believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessing is made unto salvation. Mm-hmm. For the scriptures saying, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? When I first got saved and I started, I wasn't ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I was so afraid I would mess up in a testimony, prayer requests, mm-hmm. and I was afraid I'd say something that wasn't right and it wouldn't sound good. I was just ashamed of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
But I soon got over that. I had to press on. I love the Lord and I didn't care who knew I love the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed, I'm not afraid to proclaim Lord Jesus Christ. And I found out that's the easiest way to grow in the Lord. Is let the people know how I felt.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else got a word?